you have said that you feel like charges weren't leveled in this case. I haven't been filed here because he has friends in high places. And I think, and I don't know if that was the exact quote, but that's what you meant, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So I guess my question is this. If charges haven't been filed, and now this is a huge deal, and people are talking about it all over the place, it's been reported on KPRC Local 2. They had the exclusive at first, then KHOU here on News 92 FM and the Houston Chronicle. It's all over the place. Isn't there a double standard the other way for him? In other words, no charges have been filed, and yet it's still a big deal. He's come under all this scrutiny.
Right. I kind of look at it in the flip version. If I were to hit his car, I think the case would have been closed 2 weeks ago. And that's generally with anybody. If this was an accident, would have never get on as much media coverage, if not any. But I think because of who he was and the things that he's been in contact with HPD for and whatnot, I mean, you could just Google the guy's name and see he was voted Councilman of the Year by HPD's union. So, I mean, you got to think at some point, during this, does he have friends, in the purpose places that he needs to continue on it and kind of make this drag out way, way longer than it should have?
Seems like you know a lot about him.
Yeah, the internet is a wonderful thing. It teaches people a lot of things.
The reason I ask is because some people have suggested that he has been set up here, and so when it sounds like you know a lot about him, as you say, you've been obviously researching a lot ever since this happened. But people might think, well, this guy seems pretty well spoken, pretty well informed about who this person is. They might have trouble believing you didn't know who he was before.
And that's understandable. As with any situation, it seems that the more you know, the more of a target you become, which kind of puts me out of place. So it's more of a less is more kind of situation. It's, should I not, the least amount I know about this guy, I doubt that it would help me at any point during this whole ordeal. But I'm just a guy who likes to do his research and just kind of see about who he is. And obviously, what the kind of thing that I'm going up against, why is this taking so long? You just kind of put the research as to why it is. And, quite frankly, I wish that he didn't hit me at the place he hit me, grocery store, middle of a field. I didn't really care. What he did was a crime, and he's just getting away with it, and I'm not okay with that.
What kind of bar is TC's, and are you in agreement with the way it's been portrayed in the media?
I mean, TC's is a well-known local show bar, known for drag shows that happen 6 days a week, very popular in the area, Montrose. As far as the place that it is, I could, straight men, gay men, doesn't matter.
The reason I ask it that way is because people, every time the story comes up, people say, well, Michael Berry was accused of a hit and run at a gay bar. I mean, is that a fair characterization?
I wish, and it is, and it isn't. I think they portray it, the fact that he's a gay bar, because, being a conservative and the family values and the core values he stands for, kind of portrayed as such. But like I said, to me, it doesn't matter if he hit me in front of a gay bar or if he hit me in the Kroger parking lot. What he did was wrong.
Was not the first time you've seen him there?
It was the first time I've seen him there.
Oh, that you have. Okay. All right.
Yes.
I guess some of the reporting on this also suggested he'd been there before. Had you heard that from other people at the bar?
Yeah. My manager said because that he's been in there a couple times before. Yeah. And usually it is I've read a lot of the comments in it. One of them was, he was there to see his friend, who also is a guest of a show,
right.
Shirley Q or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty certain that she wasn't there, and he was there by himself.
Has she performed, has that performer performed there before?
Honestly, I don't know. Okay. I mean, the name doesn't sound familiar to me, but, if I were to talk to my manager, as I have, I said, was this person there? He said, no, he was there by himself.
Is there anything in this, and this is, asking this is in an effort to be just completely fair here to everybody, is there anything in this, as far as you're concerned, that feels like a personal vendetta where it seems like it may seem to Mr. Berry's supporters that you're just coming after him and it's totally unfair?
What political leverage do I get from getting this? I mean, I'm not running for office. I'm not getting anything. I'm just a normal guy who got his car hit, and I could care less who hit me. But because of who it is, it seems like that's going to be on the attack. And I regret that that's happening. It makes me look bad because of who he is. And in no way, shape, or form am I trying to gain any leverage because of the position he holds.
And I guess the other question real quick here is, are you going to sue him over this?
If he doesn't you know, if he comes out of this completely unscathed with zero liability, I'll take it a step further, because it's wrong, and he owes me what he owes me, and he knows.
All right. Tadera Bennett is the bouncer. You still work there, right? Nothing's changed there?
No.
Okay. So he's a bouncer at TC's. This is where Michael Berry is accused in the hit and run, and Tadera is the guy who says that Berry hit his car. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. Now, of course, we have reached out to Michael Berry for an interview here on News 92 FM. He has not gotten back to us about when that might happen. He has told other media outlets that he can't tell his story right now, and he has said on his radio program that he's not able to talk about it because his bosses aren't letting him for now.